Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now, here's your host, Jay Davis.
And welcome back, and thank you for joining me, and I hope you'll stay a while. There's more to come with Broadview. We've got JP's Moment of Common Sense coming up. Next hour, Sean Carey is going to join me for a little bit of politics, which... That's when I'll miss you the most, JP, when we start talking politics.
Yeah, because who's going to disagree with you now?
Who's going to disagree with me? And get away with it.
And get away with it.
And we also have Patty Meals coming in from the Care Chest, the big event, A Taste for Jazz, coming up next Thursday. They do all kinds of good things, so we'll have her in here to have some fun and tell us all about that. So, JP,
yes.
You remember the provost from UNR. Remember UNR? We lost Glick. And we interviewed that guy, Mark Johnson.
Yep.
Well, they just made him president. We got a new president.
I thought they probably would.
They did. He was very intelligent, really knew what was going on, so I'm praising that.
He seemed like a decent guy, didn't he?
Yeah, he did seem like a decent guy. Now, how about you? What's your moment of common sense about this week?
Well, you're probably going to flinch when I first tell you, but it's about the Trayvon Martin thing, but it's like a whole different angle.
Okay, well, good. I'm glad I didn't do too much on it, because it can't take too much. Okay, I'm just going to throw it to you for JP's moment of common sense.
Okay. I already addressed the Trayvon Martin case back in March when the controversy first reached hysterical proportions, but there's an important consequence of this mess that needs highlighting, namely this, the dishonesty and incompetence of our news media while covering the death of Trayvon Martin was so flagrant and irredeemable that America's fourth estate cannot survive. The wound was self-inflicted, but fatal. This was the end of the profession of journalism as we've known it. Here's what the news media did. First, NBC purposely cropped the tape of George Zimmerman's 911 call to make him sound like a racist concerned about Trayvon merely because he was black. Not to be outdone, CNN edited the same tape to make viewers think Zimmerman used the word coons. ABC News showed a videotape of Zimmerman arriving at the police station in handcuffs and claimed there were no injuries to his head. Turns out when you look at a close-up, there's a big gash on the back of his head. Every day for weeks, newspapers used photographs of Trayvon as a little boy, even though more recent pictures were available, and used an old mugshot of Zimmerman, even though a more recent picture shows him older, weighing less, and wearing a suit and tie. Newspapers are still using the outdated photos, still trying to incite trouble. Even when they showed a more recent photo of Trayvon, the one with a gray hoodie, they used an altered version to make him look younger, lighter colored, and smaller. Our newspapers, counting on our gullibility, altered a photograph to create a story. The New York Times, America's so-called paper of record, went from calling Zimmerman white to calling him a white Hispanic, a term the newspaper never, ever used in a crime story before now, a term used only one other time in the newspaper's 160-year history, and that was to describe the difference between various groups of Hispanics. In George Zimmerman's case, you see, they needed him to remain white to fit the storyline they were selling, the storyline that a white man killed a black youngster. Other newspapers have followed the Times example, and Zimmerman, whatever else happens to him, is stuck with the silly label white Hispanic for the rest of his life. Most news companies are losing money, and many of them will be shuttering their doors and slipping into bankruptcy in the coming years. But when future academics study the end of the free press, they will point to the Trayvon Martin case as the penultimate event, the signal that we no longer had a functioning fourth estate in the United States of America. After this, even the most obtuse and loyal news consumers will be canceling their newspaper subscriptions, turning off the network news shows, and looking elsewhere for information. Thing is, why would anybody want news they can't trust? This is scary stuff, people. We actually have no idea how to maintain a free country without the press. It might not even be possible. The current paradigm for freedom has the government limited by the Constitution, with the free press watching the government like a hawk to make sure it behaves. That paradigm no longer exists. Legislators routinely pass laws which abrogate constitutional limits, and the press seems to operate like another branch of the government, selling the government's activities to the public like toothpaste salesmen on TV. huddling in front of government officials, reporters wait breathlessly for whatever the government tells them to print on a given day. The Daily Caller recently published a series of articles detailing the way the Obama White House, Media Matters, and various mainstream news organizations actively cooperate, planning their propaganda efforts like General Eisenhower planning D-Day. This isn't conjecture or wild conspiracy theory. This is documented fact. I can't prove the news media plotted ahead of time to create this controversy in Sanford, Florida, but it sure looks that way. Almost a month after Trayvon died, during which time there was little or no controversy, suddenly, over the course of about a week, too many reporters created too many lies and spread too many false rumors for this to be coincidence. And then the White House and the Democrat Party tried to use it for votes. I'll say it one more time. This is scary stuff. We're about to find out whether freedom is possible without the press. That's today's dose of common sense.
Wow, JP, got me thinking on that one. That is for sure. And, you know, it is. I think they jump on a story real fast, and then the details are fed as it comes in. So all of the information is not in. All the facts are not in. So we just go from one set of things to another, to another, to another. Do we ever get to the truth? I don't know anymore.
And the weird part nowadays is it's being coordinated through Media Matters. The White House and the Democrat Party talk to Media Matters, who then funnel the storylines to MSNBC and their allies in the mainstream media. And then we all get it at the same time. It's all being funneled to us, like we're little chickies in a nest waiting for our food.
Mm.
Boy, that was a good...
That was really good. That was a good analogy. I like that.
Do I still sound windy?
Yeah, a little bit winded, as always. Maybe a little long-winded. No, I'm just kidding you. JP, thank you so much. Go to jpattitude.com for all his moments of common sense and a great website for information. We'll talk to you next week. I miss you.
Thanks, Jay.
All right, we will be back. Your news is next, and then we'll get to some politics and also Care Chest. Patty Mills is here with us for some fun. We'll be right back. You're on KBZZ, Sparks, Reno.